Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the 880 All Local, catching you up on the stories making news. Here's the latest from the WCBS newsroom.
Governor Cuomo says non-essential workers in New York must work from home at least an additional two more weeks until April 15th. This as the state reports its latest numbers, more than 59,000 cases of coronavirus and 965 deaths. The city has more than 30,000 of those cases and 672 deaths. Suffolk has more than 4,000 of them, Nassau more than 5,000. New Jersey is second in the nation in states in cases, with more than 11,000 reported and 140 deaths. Connecticut reports more than 1,500 coronavirus cases and 33 people have died there. WCBS's Steve Burns heard more about the latest numbers from New York Governor Cuomo today.
The number to watch is hospitalizations, and Governor Cuomo sees some good news.
If you look early on, the hospitalization rate was doubling every 2 days. Then it doubled every 3 days. Then it doubled every 4 days. Now it's doubling every 6 days.
At the same time, he wants more coordination between hospitals, both public and private, and upstate and downstate.
One hospital gets overwhelmed, the other hospitals have to flex to help that hospital.
He's asking city leadership to put a plan together. As the rest of the country starts targeting New York, Cuomo is coming to its defense.
No one is going to attack New York unfairly, and no one is going to deprive New York of what it needs.
To that end, he says he convinced Rhode Island's governor to repeal her executive order that targets New Yorkers for mandatory quarantines. Steve Burns, WCBS News Radio 880.
In his news conference this afternoon, Mayor de Blasio urged the federal government to provide more ventilators to the city. He says the city needs at least 400 by Wednesday to deal with an expected surge in cases starting the following week. But he also said he's grateful for help that is arriving, including the Navy hospital ship Comfort, which docks in Manhattan tomorrow, and a special field hospital to be constructed
in Central Park. And we're going to be using every place we need to use to help people. Mount Sinai Hospital, working with the relief organization named Samaritan's Purse, is creating a 68-bed field hospital. So this is the kind of thing you will see now as this crisis develops and deepens.
The beds will be equipped with respiratory care powered by generators. The hospital will be staffed by more than 60 volunteer healthcare workers from around the world. It will be located in the park's East Meadow, opposite Mount Sinai. Volunteers have been putting up tents for the hospital today. It's scheduled to open on Tuesday. A flight from Shanghai landed at JFK this morning, carrying millions of gloves and masks and other medical supplies needed in the fight against coronavirus in the tri-state. About 20 airlifts are reportedly planned in the coming days as part of a federal effort to get emergency medical supplies into the U.S. The CDC is out with its latest advisory, hastily issued after tri-state governor shot down President Trump's musings about a tri-state quarantine. The advisory restricts non-essential travel in the tri-state. Our Christy Kalishian has more.
The two-week travel advisory was issued Saturday and is effective immediately, restricting non-essential travel throughout the tri-state. Essential workers like food suppliers and those in public health are not included in it. When asked about it, Governors Cuomo and Murphy said they weren't told about it by the president beforehand, unlike Trump's tweet that said he consulted with them.
I don't believe it's legal. I think it would be economic chaos. I don't think the American people would stand for it.
Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont said he didn't think a quarantine would be necessary.
Well, we're not Rhode Island. You know, New York City and with New Jersey and Southern Connecticut is the global capital of the world for commerce and for finance.
Christy Kalishian, WCBS News Radio, 880.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says his top two priorities are flattening the curve of virus cases and getting as many ventilators into the state as possible.
Listen, it's the fight of our lives. We have found common ground wherever we could with the White House and continue to. But this fight is as big a fight as we've had. This is a war, guys, and I know you know that. But and mayors and governors are on the front line, as you rightfully put it. And if that weren't enough, New Jersey, New York are the nation's hotspots right now. I just recorded a message for our residents saying, listen, the nation is looking to us right now. Not only are we looking to each other in New Jersey, but the nation is looking to us, and we're going to show the nation how you break the back of this virus, how you flatten that curve.
He spoke on WBLS this morning. Weather forecast now with our meteorologist Frank Strait, and kind of a drizzly evening, Frank.
Sure is. Murky and chilly out there still, and we are going to dry out as the night wears on, but the clouds are going to hang around. We're seeing the chilliest part of the night at the beginning. Temperatures will rise a little later on tonight. And then tomorrow, it'll be milder than today, generally nicer than today, with clouds and breaks of sun. But there will also be a shower around during the afternoon and evening. Tomorrow will be 61. Mostly cloudy, low 42 late tomorrow night. And then Tuesday's looking chillier. And again, mainly gray skies. The high will be near 50 on Tuesday.
Stay informed. Stay connected. It's the All Local on WCBS. News on demand for your phone, computer, or smart speaker. Catch up on the news on your time. You can find the WCBS 880 All Local under the audio tab of WCBS880.com. Enable your smart speaker to play the news from WCBS 880 or simply subscribe wherever you get podcasts. Just search for the WCBS 880 All Local.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.